This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Putin calls up reserves.
This is a mobilization of 300,000 Russian troops.
Hang on to your wallet.
The market is bracing for another big rate hike.
A call for alcohol-proof cars.
Verify me.
Warning, alcohol detected.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Vladimir Putin is upping the ante in his war on Ukraine, calling up 300,000 reservists to active duty as Russia continues to lose ground. Putin is warning the West to stay out of the conflict on the same day President Biden addresses the United Nations General Assembly. Team coverage begins with correspondent Deborah Patta in Kharkiv.
Vladimir Putin's been pushed into a corner. Only reservists will be drafted, he announced today. The priority, those with military expertise and experience. But it is Putin who has come out guns blazing, warning the West he still has weapons of mass destruction, read that as nuclear, and he's prepared to use them. We will use all the means at our disposal to protect Russia and our people, he said. This is not a bluff.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. Aides say the president will accuse a permanent member of the Security Council of striking at the very heart of the UN Charter.
By challenging the principle of territorial integrity and sovereignty.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Mr. Biden will rebuke Russia for invading Ukraine. Sullivan says the American president will address the UN with the wind at his back.
We're leading the world in response to the most significant transnational challenges that the world faces.
While the presidents of China and Russia sit out this year's meeting.
Investors and consumers are bracing for news from the Federal Reserve later today. It's expected to raise interest rates by 0.75 point in a new bid to tame inflation. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has more from Washington.
The average credit card interest rate is already at an all-time high of more than 18%, and it could go even higher. And when it comes to buying a home, rate hikes have helped push a 30-year fixed mortgage above 6%. That's more than double from a year ago and the highest in 14 years. Economist Mark Zandi says odds of a recession are about 50-50.
If we get a little bit of luck, we don't get hit with another shock, and we get some reasonably good policymaking by the Fed, we should be able to make it through. But those are a lot of ifs.
A 99-day stretch of declining gas prices ended this morning. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular at $3.68, up almost a penny from yesterday. That's still down from $3.90 a gallon a month ago. This time last year, Americans were paying an average of $3.19. Hurricane Fiona has picked up more steam as it heads north towards Bermuda after slamming the Turks and Caicos with 125-mile-an-hour winds. Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate WCBS is tracking the system.
Hurricane Fiona, as expected, has intensified over the warm Atlantic waters and is now a Category 4 storm. That means maximum sustained winds are running at around 130 miles per hour. Some gusts over 140 are possible as the storm continues to stay over those open waters.
Fiona has left a trail of destruction in its wake. More than 12,000 people have been flooded out of their homes in the Dominican Republic. Almost 3 feet of rain has fallen in parts of Puerto Rico. Correspondent David Begno is there.
We set out from San Juan to Lajas. That's a town on the southwestern side of Puerto Rico, right near where Hurricane Fiona made landfall.
How long have you lived here?
25 years.
In the hills above Lajas, we met Olga Vega right outside her home. She and her daughter rode out the storm in the bathroom. Part of her tent roof was ripped off, but her problems don't end with the hurricane.
This was because of the tremors.
Oh, because of the earthquake.
Yeah.
She reminded us that this area has been dealing with small earthquakes for the last 2 years.
How are you doing emotionally?
I am beginning to feel weak. I have nothing. I don't have clean clothes and everything is out of place.
No water, no power, no roof.
No water, no power.
And she is not alone. The vast majority of Puerto Ricans are still without power. Roughly half don't have water.
Puerto Rico's governor is promising to have most power restored sometime today.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
The National Transportation Safety Board wants to make it impossible to drive drunk. It's recommending all new cars and trucks come with built-in blood alcohol monitoring systems. Correspondent Errol Barnett checked out the new technology.
The sensor can detect the blood alcohol content on your breath all in the matter of seconds. If it's above the legal limit, 0.08, the ignition won't turn.
Verify me.
Warning, alcohol detected.
Joe Belvedere, helping to test the system, just had 2 shots of alcohol.
Car not started.
The keys electronically taken away. But when I took the driver's seat sober...
No alcohol detected.
The screen turns green and I'm on my way.
We really look at technology to help safety.
James River Transportation in Richmond has been on the road testing this technology for 2 years.
This technology actually provides us that extra benefit of knowing our driver's going to be safe with no alcohol in their system.
The special master overseeing documents the FBI seized at Mar-a-Lago is pushing back against former President Trump's lawyers, who insist revealing details about declassified files could hurt their defense in the event of a criminal indictment. Correspondent Catherine Herridge has details on the initial hearing in New York.
Judge Deary told the Trump legal team that, quote, you can't have your cake and eat it, too, because earlier in the hearing they had said, we don't want to kind of put our cards on the table about classification right now. We don't want to say these records were declassified, these records were not.
Federal prosecutors in Minnesota say they've uncovered the biggest pandemic fraud case in the country. 48 people have been charged with conspiracy, money laundering, and bribery for allegedly stealing $250 million in relief funds, claiming they were using it to feed hungry children. U.S. District Attorney Andrew Lugar.
There were sites that offered some meals. The indictments allege it was part of the cover-up. The indictments also make it clear that the rosters of children and the reimbursement forms were false, and that was integral to the scheme.
The defendants are accused of using the money to buy pricey cars, homes, and jewelry.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
There's another hefty settlement in the opioid crisis.
Walmart and CVS Pharmacy have settled with the state of West Virginia for a combined total of nearly $150 million. The state had sued the two companies for their roles in contributing to West Virginia's opioid epidemic.
This has ravaged our state. We can't bring back those lives, but we can have accountability.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. Rite Aid recently agreed to a $30 million settlement to resolve similar legal action. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A crack of the bat puts Aaron Judge in the record books.
There it goes! Number 60! Slide over, babe! You've got some company!
The Yes Network as the New York Yankee tied the Babe single-season home run record. Judge has 15 games left to surpass Roger Maris' American League record of 61. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.